This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Is there an easy solution to the deficit problem in the United States? Former White House advisor Pippa Malmgren thinks so.
The bottom line is the U.S., we can fix our problem pretty easily. Everybody just has to work 10 years longer. Now, no politician can say that.
So be a working stiff for one more decade and pay down a multi-trillion dollar debt.
It seems pretty straightforward, but so does this.
My solution to the debt problem is to tax the rich. The top federal income tax rate under Ike was 91%.
Simple there, but not easy. The right plan for the deficit just might be the one that makes everyone unhappy.
Yeah, well, I'm there already. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Friday, July 22nd. We seem to have a lot of stories about entrenched sides in the news this morning.
Well, we're going to step away from that, though, because the morning's top news is all about making you sweat.
Can't do anything without sweating. Can't do anything. As soon as you start working, you start sweating. Until you stop sweating, then it's a problem.
Today promises to be the hottest day of the latest heat wave. The heat wave covering half of the country has set over 3,000 records for the hottest overnight temperatures over the past few days. For instance, at midnight, it was 92 degrees in Washington, D.C.
It's pretty miserable. It's pretty, like, you can't walk outside without breaking a sweat, having to take a shower the minute you walk out the door.
Yes, so heat, sweat, they kind of go together. Forecasters say it's the hottest two-day stretch in almost 50 years. Power grids will be tested today. Triple-digit temperatures expected along the East Coast. Emergency rooms also seeing a rise in visits, especially among the elderly and people who have to work outside. Forecasters say the heat will begin to taper off, but not until next week.
The official end of Don't Ask, Don't Tell is at hand. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta has decided to end the ban on gays serving openly in the military. Later today, he's expected to certify that repealing the ban will not hurt the military. President Obama is also expected to certify that change. Gays will be able to serve openly beginning in late September. World markets are on the rise this morning after European leaders agreed to a $157 billion Greek bailout. That deal also gives the EU more power to help countries that are on the brink of crisis like Spain and Italy.
Well under 2 weeks now before a U.S. government default deadline, both sides continue to inch their way closer to a deal to raise the debt ceiling. Meanwhile, the FAA will have to shut down at midnight if Congress doesn't extend its operating budget. Planes will continue to fly, though, because air traffic controllers and safety inspectors are not subject to that shutdown. Are you ready for some football? NFL owners say they are. Commissioner Roger Goodell says owners have approved that deal that ends the lockout.
It is time to get back to football. That is what everybody here wants to do.
Everybody? Not everybody. Players are expected to vote on the deal today. They're delaying, though, and if approved, training camps might open this weekend.
News and new investigations into News Corp coming fast and furious this morning. First, did James Murdoch lie during his testimony before Parliament this week? British lawmakers say they'll investigate that question because two former executives say they told Murdoch in 2008 that phone hacking at the now defunct News of the World was widespread, and that contradicts Murdoch's testimony from earlier this week. British Prime Minister David Cameron says it's time to bring Murdoch back in.
Clearly, James Murdoch has got questions to answer in Parliament, and I'm sure that he will do that. And clearly, News International has got some big issues to deal with and a mess to clear up.
Meanwhile, here in the U.S., the Justice Department has reportedly prepared subpoenas as part of its investigation into News Corp. And the U.S. government has resold its remaining stake in Chrysler to Italian automaker Fiat. In all, the government recovered 11 of the $12 billion of a bailout package. Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up. The Dow starts at 12,724, the S&P at 1,343, and the Nasdaq at 2,404. As we said,
I guess we didn't need that billion. The government recovered 11 of the $12 billion. What you should say is the government lost a billion.
Yeah, but that's better than some of the other deals the government has. It's better than the deal they're getting in the
billion,
European Union.
I would be
Come
upset
on.
About
Let's
that.
Put it in
Taxpayer
perspective
money.
Here. Let's put it in perspective.
Folks.
It's a better deal than we've gotten, babe. Let's get a call from you at 877-8-MY-TAKE or text the word TAKE to 69866.
Didn't have to bail out the car companies. Didn't have to do that.
Really?
Lost a billion. Mm.